You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner. I'm Dr. Pat's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself and Andy Shaw available to answer any of your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. If you call the show and the number is busy or doesn't pick up, that means somebody's on the air, so just wait a couple minutes and call back. Before we start the show, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsors. The Want Institute currently provides facilitators that offer monthly ladies groups that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Want Training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. I currently offer a drop-in ladies group via Zoom on Mondays at 4 and Thursdays at 5. I have Patricia Eltich is available to do privates. Andy Shaw is available for privates, and I'm available for privates via Zoom. Patricia does life scripts and couples counseling, and Andy is hoping to maybe start a men's group if we have enough men candidates out there that are interested. So tonight I want to share that Andy Shaw will be the co-facilitator to answer questions. And again, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. Please call us and we'll let us answer any of your questions and give us updates on anything that's going on that you've called us in the past. We'd love to hear how your progress is going. And for everybody, Dr. Pat Allen is still alive and kicking. She does work with a couple of groups. The ladies have been with her for the past 4 years, so unfortunately the groups are limited. She's 90 years old, soon to be 91 in September. Unfortunately, the radio, it's too hard for her to hear the questions, so she's carried the torch on to me, Andy, and Patricia to carry the message. So, Andy, do you want to chime in and introduce yourself to the audience?
Hi, everybody. My name is Andrew Shaw. I've known Dr. Pat Allen for almost 12 years now. Oh my goodness.
If you've gone to the seminars, you might remember Andy. He was always there helping me set up the rooms. He's been with Dr. Pat for quite a few years. And he's has his life experience with Dr. Allen's teachings, having to use it himself, if you want to share it briefly.
Sorry. I asked my girlfriend to marry me, or was going to, and she saw the ring and walked out of the room. And that happened twice. And after the second time, I went, huh, I wonder what's wrong with me that I want to stay in this. And somebody introduced me to Dr. Pat, and I started going and started getting those questions answered and started looking inward instead of outward to help the situation. And that really has changed everything.
The last time you were on, you were helping one of your friends. What's the update on that, when some colleague had asked you for some help?
As far as I know, she's still doing good. She hasn't reached back out. So,
that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of the guy that she asks for problems, and if I don't hear anything, there's no major problem. So,
yes.
It's okay so far.
Did you advise her to read Dr. Allen's book?
Oh, of course. I actually sent it to her.
Did she read it? What was her comment? Because a lot of, it's either hit or miss. Some people love it and some people hate it. What was her first comment?
Just perusing through, she liked it.
Uh-huh.
Has not read it all.
Okay.
Don't know if she ever will. But that's okay. It, you know, you don't need to read it all to get good information from it.
Uh-huh.
So, I like to, you know, pick a book and pick a page and just read a random paragraph and see what I can get from it.
That's true. Yeah. A lot of the people, they either read it and they don't like it and disagree, or they read it and they find, this is why all my last relationships have failed. If I would have known this 10 years ago, I wouldn't have had to go through all the pain of these bad, broken relationships. It can be an eye-opening book, or it can be a book that you don't want anything to do with, because Yeah, that's all I have to say from the people that I most of them, I get a lot of people that pull it out, and I do private sessions with them, and the book has opened up their eyes, and they're older, usually in their 40s, and they've just now discovered what they've been doing wrong.
Yeah, you know, it takes a while to realize that, well, growth is hard, and sometimes it's the only way to do things.
That's true, yes. So all the people out in the audience, if you're listening, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. Even if you want to just call and say hi, we'd be love to hear you. Before, Andy, you were pulling stuff out of the Staying Married and Loving It book. Yes. I did Google it. You can buy those. They're not on Amazon, but they're on different websites. And then Patricia said that her and Eitan, I think, are republishing the book, Staying Married and Loving It. Because in your opinion, which book do you find is more entertaining or more advice? You've read them both.
I really like Staying Married and Loving It for its advice, for its rules.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be opposed if that book got rebranded as something else.
Uh-huh.
And maybe modify it as a tool book instead of what it's called.
Oh, okay.
And that might be, I don't know, might open up some audiences.
Oh, that's good to know. And then all of her books, she's got the book, The Answers, Getting to I Do is available in Audible, and The Truth About Men, and let's see, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe are all available on Amazon. For everybody to purchase. And then on our website, we have Dr. Allen Teaching the Tools. It's Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication. It's on our website, www.drpetallen.com. So please join, go log in there and watch. It's about a 45-minute streaming video of Dr. Allen teaching her tools, which is her trademark material that is great for couples communication. You went to that seminar, didn't you, Andy?
Oh, I did. I really liked it.
If you were to characterize what you learned in that, what would you tell the audience what you can learn in that video?
One is how to negotiate, for one. Uh-huh. I was just looking up in the Answers book, and you know, there's that one chapter that says you don't use the one word every woman needs to know. And that book tells you, you know, that the video goes through it a little bit, and then that tactic, you don't need to say yes for everything.
Uh-huh.
Saying no is very, very powerful and highly encouraged. And there's a saying here, which is, I promise on my honor to say no to immoral, unethical, and illegal treatment. So help me God.
That's one of her pledges. It's like, ever since she stopped doing the seminars, those pledges, I've forgotten them. But they're still,
yeah, they're fantastic. They're on the website, and they're a really good reminder to start off a conversation and start off one of these podcasts.
The podcasts are still available on iTunes Podcast as well, too. They go back many, many years if people want to get refresher of her Monday and Wednesday seminars. I believe they're still available, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. I know that there's some technical issues from the past that it's a little hard on the Audible because Pat is very flamboyant and walks around and didn't realize she's got a mic on. So people are saying we did our best to keep her aware of the mic, but she,
yeah. Yeah, she's a force to be reckoned with. There's not much you can do.
Like, Pat, remember you got a microphone on, and then all of a sudden it goes loud, noise, and then it's off to the side. So we, you know, some are good recording, some it's a little hard to hear. We apologize for that. Yeah.
But yeah, anyway. We really did the best we could.
We did. Like, yeah. So the call-in number is 323-203-0815. Hopefully we'll get a caller. Is there anything you want to go over? And pull something out of the Staying Married and Loving It book. We go over the other books all the time. Pick out something that you think the audience would get, have a great, would be a good learning tool for them to have.
One
to this.
I'm going to look at the table of contents real quick.
Okay.
Even
if we don't get callers, we always like to share something that we can share the message and give information. This is an information podcast as well. We love questions because then we can work with people one-on-one, but we also want to give information out as well.
How about how to communicate?
Oh, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air with myself, Sue, and Andy. Do you have a question for us?
I do. I have an update and a question.
Okay. I think I remember you. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we talked last week about a gentleman and when they follow up to make the date.
Okay.
And someone that I'm letting take me out on dates, and we've had a couple, but they're just spread apart. And so, long story short, I'm getting tired of it. And he was supposed to follow up on a date over the weekend. And he did message me the night before just to say something nice.
Okay.
And then the next day, he messaged me in the afternoon saying that there was a work emergency and that he was not going to be able to make it, but that next week, could we do it later in the week?
Okay.
And, you know, I was very understanding about it.
Let me stop you. At that time, did you tell him what day you're available when he said, let's do it next week? Did you give him three dates that you're available so it doesn't fall through and get ignored?
Yes.
Okay.
I did. And I also, I took that moment to say, you know, I feel the most comfortable if I have a 24-hour notice of what the plans are, just let me know. And he was very nice. He was like, great, yes, I can definitely do that. And now it's, you know, Thursday, and I haven't heard from him. And I'm not
Well, do you have a date? Wait, let me, I'm tracking. Do you have, did he make a date, or are you still waiting for that makeup date?
We had a date, and then he, same day, canceled it.
Yeah. And then,
Then he said, can we do it next week? And that was the last that I heard of him. And so
and you gave him your you gave him your available date.
Exactly. That's where it's left off. So I kind of just want verbiage on if he does happen to now we're into the weekend and he hasn't hasn't made a date. I'm happy to go on a date if he says, hey, Saturday. But I also want verbiage because this isn't fun for me, and I don't want to date someone every 2 weeks or once a month.
Okay. I hear your frustration.
You have a great time.
Okay, he's dating you his way. We don't tell them how to date us by telling them they have to give us 24 hours notice and they have to be consistent. Hopefully you have two other men that you're dating so that you're not over-focused that this guy isn't calling and courting you effectively. You're wanting this guy to step up and date you more effectively, but he's not doing it. He's dating you at his speed, which is not your speed.
So I guess what's the advantage of letting a guy like this have an opportunity if there are more? And I do, we do have a...
You know what? You don't hear... Okay, you know what? He hasn't set a date yet. Why aren't you other guys asking you out? Why aren't you out getting other dates from other guys?
No, that's my point. I am, and I had a date yesterday, and I have a date this weekend. I am, and there are. I've really been good about that. So
okay.
I have other dates, but this one in particular. We have a great time. I'm not putting all my eggs or energy into him. I just want verbiage. And
no, I can't. I do not teach you how to tell men how to date you. He's dating you on his time. There's no verbiage that Dr. Allen teaches on how to tell a man he better date you and step up and give you a timely date each week.
Isn't there something to be said though about, I get that, but like effort and a guy.
No, because here's what femininity is. Patience, passive, vulnerable, and available. And if you ever heard, every time you talk to a guy or see him and he goes away, he's got 8 weeks to come back. He may date you once every 7 weeks.
Yeah, I understand that. I guess I'm figuring out like what's the benefit for that in a woman if he's.
Because if he's, you know, because if you're out dating other men, those guys will step up and take you away from this guy that doesn't step up.
Okay. So it'll just happen naturally.
It will happen naturally. What I'm hearing is you're impatient. You like him as number one. I can tell.
Yes.
I know that. How can I tell? You want him to step up because you like him the best. So when he doesn't step up, you want control to get him to step up. And that's called try to communicate him to step up. We watch how they date us. If it's not good enough, we get to say, no, thank you, sir. I'm going to date him.
And I think that's where I could be heading to in the next month. In the next month, if it's exactly the same, I do feel like I want to say, no, thank you, sir. I want to focus my energy on men that are putting in effort. And
you can say that, dear, but I can tell you, if he's your number one candidate, you take the slow boat, because sometimes the best man wins is the slow date. You date all the other guys and you know he's the one, and you're willing to date them to find out maybe he'll step up. It could be months later. But you're having fun with those guys. It sounds like you're impatient because you want him and he's not stepping up to court you the way that you want to get things moving.
Yeah, that's part of it. And the other part of it feels like it really is like low effort.
Well, it could be low effort, but we don't tell men how to put effort in. You either accept him the way he is, low effort, reject him and say, no, thank you, sir, or tolerate. Right now you're tolerating and you want to half accept him and half reject him. And you want us to tell you some kind of a script to get him to step up. But if this is the way he is, we want to know how he is before you get serious.
Exactly.
He's giving you a sign. So watch how they date you. Andy, what do you want to tell this lovely lady?
Hello.
Hi there.
So I'm looking at the book, right? You know, that's what I do. And this one sentence keeps talking to me. And it says it's a masculine man's job to give that pleasure to her or risk losing her. It's a feminine woman's job to appreciate his efforts and respond joyfully. That's it. It's nothing more complicated than that.
Yeah.
If you want to mother him, you can, but you can lose him.
Yeah. No, I'm at a place where I could, like what you're saying, just keep going with the flow and letting him date me exactly without. But I did think I thought that I could still, what we talked about last week was potty training. I thought that there was still an element of potty training and saying what you're comfortable with without stepping out of your feminine. And that's what I wanted a tool with, not necessarily.
I was here last time. I remember when he didn't confirm, we told you to drop the hanky by saying, looking forward to our date tomorrow, which meant then exactly. He responded. So that was kind of the tools we used to get him to reconfirm, because a lot of men don't confirm and women get mad about that. But you're not into a serious dating relationship yet. You're at the very beginning. We don't tell men how to date you. Eventually, when you're kind of exclusive, you can tell them what's comfortable and what's not comfortable.
Yeah, believe me, you're being available and receptive is highly attractive. And if he's got a job, anything like I did last year, he's going to greatly appreciate that. But anything else, potty training, that's all mothering.
I guess just two clarifications with this. If he does message over the weekend and I decide to, great, let's go with the flow exactly how you want it. And I said, great, yeah, I'll see you Saturday night. And then is there a verbiage if I reject it? Could I just say, thank you for the offer, but I'm, you know, going to choose something else? Or how do you reject it in a feminine
way? You just say no. What I'm hearing is you want to give him a stab below the belt because you're angry.
I just want to sit with myself and see what I want. Because part of me is like, I do like him, but we are at the beginning. So I don't want to keep liking or going deeper with someone that's, for me, I'm not going to date someone once a month. And that's just
my boundaries.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it, but it's starting to go on the borderline where you're punishing men for them being the way they are. He has a right to be
once a month. No, because there's so many of them that do.
I understand. He has a right to be slow and inconsistent. It isn't our job to make him wrong for doing that. All's we say in a feminine way, all's we say when he calls us and we're not happy with his once a month date is, no, thank you, sir. I'm not available, but I thank you for all the wonderful dates you have given me. I will be moving on.
Got it. Thank you.
That's a stroke in sand. I don't want you to go borderline man hating.
Yeah, and I won't. That's why I wanted to really ask you guys about.
That will give him the message. Thank you for all the times, all the wonderful past dates. However, I'm turning you down. And he'll get it. We can get what we want by not telling him what we want.
Okay.
But we have to do it in a nice way. It's called kill him with kindness. Because the minute you go passive and attack them, he's not ever going to want anything to do with you.
Yeah. And I would never want to do that because I need a...
He's your best candidate. And here's what happens with the women that want somebody so bad. I say kill them with kindness and wait and go date other men because men have a sense that you're with other men.
Yeah, he had mentioned that.
Yes, they do. It's called he knows when another penis is around.
Yeah.
So when you're out having fun, but you got to be having fun, not just tolerating other dates, he'll sense, ooh. Oh, you know what? I've ignored her for a week or two. Something tells me she's out having fun. I better check on her. And then he calls you and you say, oh, nice hearing from you. Can't wait to see you again.
Okay. Thank you for that. That's super helpful. And
that's what I want him to be. It's called kill them with kindness. You'll get more with honey than stirring the pot with a little bit of anger and resentment.
Thank you. And when he does mention or any guy says, oh, I bet there's tons of guys that you're dating. I've kind of just brushed it off or smiled.
You say, yes, I'm dating. I'm looking for my Mr. Wonderful.
Okay.
And then you can say you're one of my top candidates. Give him a stroke where he stands. You might want to do that.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You can hit this man by killing him with kindness, dear. He's still circling around. But you remember the law of attraction? What you think about comes about? He can tell. People can tell when you're upset. Whether you speak it or not, it's in your energy.
Okay.
So that's why I say keep it on the positive end, even though you're upset that he's not coming through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
Call us back with an update.
Will do.
Okay. Thank you, caller.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, I remember her last week. You know what? I can always tell it's always the ones they like the most. They're not stepping up. Why is that, Andy?
I don't know. I think it's fair.
You know, the man, it sounds like he's got a busy job, and some men think once a week is enough, but she obviously likes and wants more. You remember, you can't ask for more, better, or different, ladies. So, unfortunately, let him date you the way he's dating you, even if it's once every week, once every 2 weeks. If he's consistent, you get to know him. And while you're on those dates, you talk to him and find out what he's about. And while you're dating him, you're now seeing what he actually is like. Do you want to be with somebody who's inconsistent? That's telling you how you're going to have the whole relationship.
And he probably thinks he's doing the right thing.
He might be.
Or that's all he can handle at the moment, too.
Maybe so. Yes.
So it's important to get to that date. It's important to talk. But it's really important just to get to that date and get to that space where you can have that conversation.
Yeah. And don't be impatient with the date. I know, she obviously, he's number one. So we get impatient. We want to hurry it up. But that's the worst thing to do. Patience. Just be patient. Every time he dates you, he's got another 8 weeks.
Yeah, fake it till you make it. I know it's not comfortable. I know
it's not comfortable.
You know, this work is not, none of this work is easy.
It's not easy. And I never want women to somehow punish men for not stepping up, because that puts them half, he's got a right to be who he is. I don't make anybody wrong for the way that he's dating you. And we shouldn't criticize him for the way he's dating us. You either accept it, reject it, but you gracefully say no, thank you.
Yeah, I was looking. I really like your statements of thank you, of the things you say. You know, I was trying to find it in a book, but I can't find it. And I want to.
Oh, what was it? What I just told her?
Yeah, thank you so much for whatever it is you said, because I really like your statements. I think they're fabulous.
When she wanted to reject him?
Yes.
Oh, what I just said. You know, she's mad about the inconsistency. And you know what? If she gets to see him, who cares if it's every 3 weeks? It could build from there. Maybe, maybe he's a slow dater. As long as she's got other men, I don't know what's the hurry with her time. If he's calling her and you're still dating and you like him, go for it. You never know.
Yeah, I think she's just trying to control.
She wants it to hurry up. She wants to see him more. And that could be, that's dangerous when you want more, better, or different. So even if he only dates you once every 2 weeks, because people have long distance relationships and they work out sometimes. And I know people that are in relationships and they don't see each other, but maybe once a week, and they still manage. It's still called building. Everybody's got a busy life. It's up to each individual is what you want from a relationship and what you put into it as well. If this is if you don't like this type of inconsistency, he's probably not your man.
Yeah. If you're taking too much patience, then that might be a problem later on down the road.
Uh-huh. Because I think dating is a way that you're seeing how, it's to me personally, I don't want to date too much too fast, because they say when you rush it, you don't get to see the real person. You're almost like you're trying to get an instant relationship too fast.
Yeah, my ex used to say that if we're not dating, we're not friends. Like, that did not make any sense at all.
Oh, I think you should be friends, folks. Friends and date, though, because you.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. But in her world, that's not the way it worked, and it might be one reason why we didn't work out. Food for thought.
We all had our. We all, Andy, you're not the only one. We've all had our past.
Yeah. The number
is 323-203-0815. You were going to pull something up from the Getting to I Do book. Not Getting to I Do, Staying Married and Loving It book. And we had the caller on.
Yeah, I was actually, I was on the topic of, oddly enough, communicating with love.
No.
How to communicate with love. To talk to your husband, you have only three lessons to learn. How to ask for what you want, how to say no to what you don't want without becoming emotional, and how to negotiate with him so you can hear what he wants and does not want. And this is, I don't know how many pages. It's a good number of pages.
Okay.
Want to start going through it?
Oh, okay. Go ahead and tell us. Yeah.
All right. We'll start off. Everyone claims to negotiate their partners with loving empathy and understanding. But when problems arise in communication, all negotiations and intimacy fail and give way to intimidation and seduction. While these do work, they're based on the fear, sense of guilt, and shame of the victim. A successful marriage requires good communication skills. Poor communication pushes people apart. You cannot speak narcissistically and be intimate. You must both couch your language in terms of love, in team love, and communicate rationally rather than emotionally. Many people ask me how a person who's involved in a relationship and therefore emotionally involved can find the strength or fortitude to implement my communication principles. My answer is by discipline. Spontaneity leads to chaos. Fun for single people with healthy narcissism, but destructive to a stable relationship. This might sound familiar too. All right. Emotions are different from feelings.
Yes.
Feeling flows from body sensations, your gut feelings, through the rational brain, and ends up in an appropriate action. Emotions start out as body sensations, but don't go through the rational brain. Instead, they burst out in irrational behavior, such as yelling, throwing, hitting, or leaving. In extreme cases, murder and mayhem result, necessitating police intervention. Just trying to avoid that. Being emotional is reactive and chaotic. Being rational is proactive decision-making. Choosing to speak and act in a predetermined way. Just as we all become potty trained or else we cannot go to school, so too, we all must train our speech and behavior, even when we are feeling emotional. You don't need strength or fortitude to do this. You only need to choose whether you want to be the masculine energy or the feminine energy in a relationship. Once you've done this, you've cut down the chaos and cleared the way for smooth communication. With smooth communication, you and your husband can work through problems with less conflict, competition, and confusion of roles. Surrendering half your birthright as a narcissist is what it takes. Disciplining your speech and not acting out is a sign of a mature adult. If you are not one, be prepared for sterile marriages. In conversations, the masculine energy person must cherish the feminine energy person, and the feminine energy person must respect the masculine energy person. Otherwise, conflict, competition, and power games result. It is perfectly appropriate to talk left lobe, which is masculine, to left lobe at work. But outside of work, we can choose to act as the masculine energy person or the feminine energy person in each relationship. In some, we choose to be feminine, and in others, we can choose to be masculine. Your he-man may be treated like a little boy by his doting mother, but you may be looked up to and respected by your girlfriends and younger sister. Let me reread that because I messed up the emphasis. Your he-man may be treated like a little boy by his doting mother. You may be looked up to and respected by your girlfriends and younger sister. We all have a variety of roles to play in each relationship. Good verbal communication can help you avoid causing needless pain. This chapter will help you teach you how to bridge the chasm between, this chapter will teach you how to bridge the chasm created by inappropriate communication techniques. You'll learn how to negotiate the male assertiveness and female responsiveness within each person instead of intimidating with excess maleness and aggression. If you choose to be the masculine energy and want true intimacy, you must learn to ask for what you want. Or if you choose to be the feminine energy, learn to say no to what you don't want. In either case, listen to your partner when he says what he wants and doesn't want. I'll teach you my method for ending self-destructive communication patterns in marriage. Stop anytime, Sue. I'm just going to keep on going.
I want to ask you a question. Okay, so let's say you have a couple and, you know, the man's is sort of, but you have a woman that feels inadequate. So she held her feelings in because she doesn't want to cause problems. What is the breakdown in that when she does not share her feelings? What do you see as the, what will happen with the relationship?
Well, feelings, how can I cherish them?
Okay, but because maybe she's embarrassed of her, whatever it is, she was never allowed to think that she's worthy of that. So she's people pleasing and she just ignores, she wants to fit in. So the danger of that, but her, her guy wants to share. He gives her track by track, but she's kind of wanting to keep to be an individual, not a partnership.
I mean, you can do whatever you want, right? But if you're wanting to be an individual and you communicate like that, that means you're 10 and the other person's a 0.
Yes. Okay.
So there's no room for them. I mean, that's a form of relationship of codependence, but it's not healthy. We both need to be 5 and 5.
Yes.
One respected, one cherished.
Uh-huh.
So if you're single and you got both, and you don't want a codependent relationship, then you've got nothing but singlehood.
So for women, the most important thing is to share their feelings. I mean, not just dump on them, use Dr. Allen's stroke and stand tools. But when we men, remember, I thought Dr. Allen said men want to track our feelings. That's how they gauge if they're doing a good job. So when women don't talk about their feelings, he has no idea where he fits in their life, if he's doing a good job or a bad job. Would that be, did you remember hearing anything and collaborate on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the purpose of communication, right? It's just to, we're both gauging where we're at. We're both, you know, am I doing the right things? Am I doing the things right?
Yeah.
And if I'm not, and I might ask you, you know, you've asked me to do laundry and I'm folding it. It's okay. I'm doing it my way, and that may not work out very well. But if I want feedback, I can ask, how do you want it folded?
Uh-huh.
Is it okay? Are you comfortable with this?
Yes.
If you don't tell me and I do it wrong and you get angry at me, it doesn't help.
No, that's a good interpretation of it, yes.
So your speaking is important. Conversations are important. Communication is extremely important.
That's true.
I mean, communication is why they call it love, right? We've got the love, lust, and like.
Uh-huh. And
communication is the love part. Love for yourself, love for others.
Uh-huh.
So my question would be, do you love yourself enough to talk?
That's a good point, yeah. Because if you don't talk, the other person feels shut out, and he doesn't know where he stands. And then eventually he may feel rejected because he's not, he doesn't know if he's doing a good job or a bad job, because everything, you know, you're just giving him a blank look all the time. So not communicating can be just as deadly as over communicating too, I guess, or mothering.
Yeah. And there's also, I would think, the idea of not knowing how to communicate or what words to say. So like, you know, yeah. Dr. Allen's stuff is just very different, and it's phenomenal. And it's,
you know, huge. All the time is, he should have known the mind reading. These women, you know, a lot of people think he should know what I want. Most men, they have a predisposition on what men should know women want.
You know, take that idea at work. How many people know a process they've never gone through?
I hear so many women say, but he should know. Other people know. I'm going, I didn't know. I'm other people.
Yeah. I don't know where they get this from.
Maybe in their circle of their friend, their close people, they all share the same, he should know, but the whole, you know, everybody else in the world doesn't know the same philosophy of what she believes he should know and assume. That's probably one of the most dangerous things, is assuming that he should know.
Yeah, I know the beginning, which might be a problem sometimes, but I like to tell the women I'm talking to that, look, I'm a used car.
Uh-huh.
I'm a backpack with a zipper that has a hitch on it.
Uh-huh.
If you don't like it now, it's never going to get better.
Or unless you buy a new model, a different car.
Right. Like, the issues are going to be there forever.
Yes.
And I'm happy to work through it, but I don't know your communication style. So you got to teach me these words if you communicate this way.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. That's a good reasoning. So these women that, you know, the guy's trying to communicate and he's fumbling, and then she's mad because he's not communicating right, and she's fed up, but she's not communicating. We have a breakdown two ways. There is, I would say you're both wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Two, to break down the relationship pretty much. There's always a, I don't know if it's always one person that breaks it down. Would you say, what would you think?
Well, I don't think it's ever just one person.
Yeah.
Because if it is, they'd have the problem everywhere, and they don't.
Yeah.
So if you don't have the problem everywhere, it's you.
Okay.
And that's a hard pill to swallow sometimes too. I'm like, okay, what am I doing wrong?
But the best thing is you want to be, if you want to grow, is to look within what you're doing, not always pointing what they're doing. Because if it happens numerous times, it can't always be them. There's a common denominator. If it happens four times, you're not picking four guys that are doing the same thing. There's probably something in you that's causing a little bit of the destruction of a relationship. So, you know, if your relationships are failing, don't always look at them. It's something you might, and it could be your picker. You're attracting the same type of men. So, you know, it's better to work on yourself than trying to fix or change them to help you have a relationship. And all my women, how can I get him? Their biggest thing is, how can I get him to blah, blah, blah. It's like, I can't get him to do anything. I don't teach that.
So. Try and get a toaster to flush. Like, that's not going to happen. But that's why I say, like, I'm a toaster. I'm a, you know, I'm a guy. I'm a right-handed guy. I've got a very small corpus callosum, which means I don't do a whole lot when I'm thinking. I don't think and feel. Like, if you want that, you know, talk to your girlfriend down the road or something.
Yeah. Since you're a guy, if a woman, if do you guys carry your attention span to remember things, or do you like us women to occasionally drop you a reminder from a guy's perspective?
You know, that's dependent on each guy, but I personally say, hey, you know, I'm an open book. I make mistakes. If you don't like something, just remind me so I can go for it. And
okay.
And I generally tell you, at least I try to.
Okay.
But if we got to have the conversation that, you know, goes down the road and says, hey, you know, I'm not comfortable with asking this. You intimidate me, whatever. You know, how do we proceed? And then I'm like, you know, become an animated character. Like, oh, you're actually okay. You're not grouchy as you look.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just the face I have. Sorry. It's the only face I have.
Yeah. Because, just basically saying that is, a lot of times women say, well, he told me to remind them, but I'm embarrassed to keep reminding him. But if he's asked you to remind them, that's him directing you. And you may have to remind him a couple times.
Well, you know, and also, how many times does it take you to learn something new?
I could sometimes up to 6 weeks. Change behavior. I mean, yeah, it could, and you know, we all have busy things. So just being told and reminded once, you know, having somebody remind us a couple times might help too. But a lot of women think, well, I don't want to keep bugging him. So, and then they don't bug him anymore. And then he goes, I told you to remind me. So it's a hit or miss.
Yeah. And that's where communication comes in. Like, and you just say, hey, I'm uncomfortable, remind you. Okay, how can I help you be more comfortable? Uh-huh. Like, do you want to write this down? You want a note card? Like, what do you, you know, how does it work? You tell me.
Yeah, that's where I always think couples should have calendars, so both people can see where their daily schedules are. Yeah, that's kind of like, remember the time when you're in a relationship, time, space, money, and play. You negotiate all that.
Yeah, it feels not intimate. It feels not sexy. It's not romantic. But doing that with your clothes on in the light of day, you know, standing up upright, not in bed, gives you power to enable your relationship to grow. Because you're putting those things in.
That's true. Yeah. Any other tidbits? We got about five more minutes. If there's any callers, 323-203-0815. Do you have any more tidbits from any of your books that you have in front of you?
Let me read this one chapter or this one little paragraph real quick, which is, couples don't solve issues. They resolve them or take them one at a time and break them into chewable bites. To try to solve all at once issues, such as two career families, working together, job career loss, sexual problems, retirement, illness, emptiness syndrome, parents, or midlife crisis, would be impossible. To resolve them one at a time, one day at a time, one step at a time, is living on life's terms. And this is not in the book, but, you know, meet reality where on reality's terms. If you can do that, you can succeed.
Good point. Good point.
So is there anything you want to talk about real quick?
I just asked all my questions. I take most of my, what my ladies in my ladies group ask, and try to get them, because it seems to be a lot of the questions are the same ones over and over. And a lot of them seem to be in women that are impatient and with the men. And I'm finding that a lot of the online daters, a lot of the men want the women to chase them. And it's just turned in the last, I've heard that all over the place. The men are so used to women chasing them, they don't chase anymore. They're just used to the women chasing them. And the men are going, well, you know, you didn't reach out and check on me. And the ladies trying to use Pat's tools are kind of stuck. So I'm just going, well, it could be a sign that you dodged a bullet because he wants you to chase him. So I don't know if you're doing any online dating, but what are your thoughts of the way that society is going towards dating now?
There's a lot of masculine women out there, and the men are following suit. They want to be in a relationship, and they'll follow. It's a two-faced, that, no, I don't want to say two-faced, but that switch where they chase and then they want to be chased.
Okay.
And that gets frustrating after a while.
Uh-huh.
So they just do it in the beginning. They just chase me and you're done. So there's a pledge. It says, I promise on my honor, never will I mate or marry a fallible human being. Instead, I'll commit to the relationship I want to have with a finite fallible human being. And I will do my part to make it work and hope to God they do theirs.
That's true. Yeah. So, well, that's, we're running out of time here, but I'm just getting information, but because the online dating, it seems to be people are just online dating and it's next, because they know there's always somebody else bigger, better, or some, they're not, I don't think they're settling and getting married. They're just having casual relationships. A lot of them.
Yeah. It's kind of like the information superhighway. You're just getting a lot of information and you know, you can get the next one and
yeah.
You know, no one's investing.
Nobody's in, that's the word, investing. Investing in a relationship. It's like, yeah. It's convenient to keep going next. And it's exciting because the 3 months, it's exciting. Then you go in another 3 months and exciting. Yeah.
We all have to learn our lessons the hard way.
That's true. Well, Andy, I thank you. And Andy will be back in a couple weeks. I rotate him. But if you want to talk to Andy privately or have any of his services, you can reach me at the One Institute. My contact is info@drpatallen.com or 949-723-0338. And I want to say goodbye to everybody and hope to have you join us next week. And if you cannot call in with the question, you can always email me a question and we'll answer it on the show. So with that, Andy, do you want to say goodbye?
Thank you, Sue. Thank you, audience. Take care of yourselves.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.